This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin farmers and manufacturers have been able to try their luck in the hemp market since it came back to Wisconsin in 2018. But according to the State Department of Agriculture, processor applications are down 37% compared to last year, and hemp grower applications are down 48%. Our guest is here to share how the industry has been doing over the last few years and what would need to happen to ensure Wisconsin hemp is successful. Philip Scott is president and founder of the Wisconsin Hemp Farmers and Manufacturers Association. Philip, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me, Rob.
We have these declines in numbers for applications both to grow for the hemp market and to process it. So what do we know about what's causing that decline?
Well, across the industry, it's been a very competitive atmosphere, as well as a lot of individuals had a lot of hope to make a lot of money in the beginning of this and get ahead of everybody. And unfortunately, the regulation kind of slowed down the growth and the thinking on all of that. So,
and I understand that federal regulations have been kind of a moving target. What kind of changes have we seen?
Well, we've gone from 2014 doing research to the U.S. Farm Bill to allowing everybody in the country and the states, the 50 states and territories, to develop a state program and then move forward. A lot of states this year are following a USDA program. The legislation then moved again to allow us to follow under pilot research again. So, you know, in Wisconsin, we're getting excited, hopefully, for some final ruling going to the USDA and giving us a permanent program so we all kind of know where we sit.
I want to talk about what the market for hemp is. And as I understand it, there's CBD oil, and then there's everything else. Let's take those one at a time. First of all, CBD oil, how important is that for the people trying to money make growing and processing hemp?
Well, it's very important. You know, I believe our statistics show 75 to 85% of all the hemp grown in Wisconsin up to this point, at least the data that we track here at WIFMA, has shown that it is CBD grown. So there is a major market there that farmers are chasing after. And the thing with that is it's become very competitive, but, you know, the ones that are sticking it out for the long term are figuring out ways to diversify and stay in that game.
And I've heard past guests have told me growing for CBD is more like horticulture than agriculture. I don't know exactly what that means, but I get the gist, I think. Does it require a different level of care when you're growing for the CBD market?
So it does. So originally in our state, most people figured it would be 14 to 24,000 an acre roughly to actually plant, procure, and get that final product so you can bring it to market. And most of our farmers have adapted now and realized that we don't need to spend all this major money in a lot of infrastructure to make that happen. You know, this year my target on per acre would be about $4,500 per acre. The way the market has fluctuated, so everybody can stay profitable.
Talking to Philip Scott.
It is a more hands-on plant. And when I tell a lot of people that ask me, they go, "Hey, Phil, you know, I want to get into this hemp thing." I say, "Hey, there's a lot of old Wisconsin tobacco farmers in our state." And I say, "Hey, you might want to find one of them and ask them how hard it was with tobacco and see the infrastructure they had in place, because a lot of it does follow that same type of infrastructure needed to make it successful."
Talking to Philip Scott, president and founder of the Wisconsin Hemp Farmers and Manufacturers Association, getting an update on the hemp industry. A lot of people were excited when it came back to Wisconsin. Some people getting out of the market, applications for farming it this year and processing it down compared to last year. Now, Phil, back in the day, we in Wisconsin, a lot of other places, grew hemp for not CBD oil, but for its use as a fiber product. Has a market for those hemp products come back in a significant enough amount to make that potentially profitable?
Up till the beginning of this year, I would say it was starting to, but the beginning of 2020 to the beginning of 2021, you started to see a huge market shift and people wanting to research. You know, at the U.S. level, you have the U.S. Hemp Feed Coalition that has been working behind the scenes and in front of the media to be able to open up the idea that we can use the hemp grain for cattle feed. We can use it for animal feed. We can start to use the hemp stalks for animal bedding. You know, we can go as deep as hemp concrete. You know, one of the biggest things that happened, I think a lot of people at first started to approach a lot of legislatures around the country and say, "We want to replace, we want to replace." But when you look at, you know, how long communities have been around and the economics that involved with them, we don't want to replace. We need to find that niche, that 15 to 20% of the market, and go from there.
One thing that's unique for somebody growing hemp in Wisconsin is with any other crop, they don't have to worry about THC levels. If the wrong strain gets mixed in or something like that, all of a sudden they're maybe getting a visit from the DEA. How tough is this for farmers to watch out for this?
Well, the lucky thing for Wisconsin is we're under pilot this year. So there's kind of a lead wave from 0.3 to 1%. And they're allowed now at the federal level a little bit of remediation if the state's willing to follow it from 0.3 to 1. So, you know, I typically tell my farmers, as long as you do your research on genetics, you should be safe. You know, year one and year two of the program, we did have a few strains and a few farmers that got the wrong strains and unfortunately tested out and had to destroy all their hard work. So we've come a long way, and, you know, people are doing their homework before they buy genetics. Genetics have went from $1 to $3 a seedling down to 75 cents, depending on where you're purchasing them from.
On the financial side of things, Phil, what are things like for getting financing from a bank or getting crop insurance, that kind of thing? Are these markets proven enough to where you can go and get those things?
Well, you know, on our end, it's been tough. You know, luckily, we do have a bank account open in the state of Wisconsin. We're very fortunate here. A lot of hemp farmers across the country have had bank accounts shut, even to this day. On our end, financing as a farmer has been tough, but the producers and processors in our state have been able to at least, there's a few banks in our state that have opened up and allowed them to get financing for equipment.
I know, Phil, when hemp was first coming back to Wisconsin, I think a lot of people were pretty excited about the economic potential. Seems like people are a little nervous about it right now. Long term, what do you think the prospects are for hemp to be, you know, a decent share of Wisconsin's agricultural output?
I do think as those grain and fiber markets steadily open up, and then you look at the federal level with legislation kind of taking its time to curtain tail, when you follow everything involved with it, I do think that Wisconsin still could be one of the number one producers in the country. One, we have the water supply, and that seems to be one of the major issues in the country right now. We have the beautiful soil. We have the number two organic landmass in the whole country behind California. So as long as we are able to keep following how the industry goes, stay flexible as hemp farmers, and be able to be ready for that shift, I do think there is a very strong, and I've said it since day one, 25 to 30 year economic growth, and then building off of that maybe further, but I don't like to look too far ahead.
And Phil, in our last few moments, if there's a farmer listening who's been sitting on the sidelines thinking maybe next year I'll, you know, not convert my whole operation to hemp, but I'm thinking of dipping my toes in the market, what suggestions do you have for them?
My thing would say, get on the phones, call your U.S. congressmen, call your U.S. senators, and make sure they're on board with H.R. 841. That's Hemp Access and Consumer Safety Act. It's critical to protecting consumer safety and treating hemp producers fairly, as well as making hemp derivatives. That means that when we take the hemp and extract it, it allows us to be classified as a dietary supplement, and that'll allow us to start open up with the big manufacturers and the big food producers. So until that kind of happens, we're all sitting here hoping across the whole industry that this will happen at the federal level and the legislation will move forward and allow all of us to, you know, find those new markets that have not been tapped. Right now, there's only so many products we can make. I think I have 40 products myself. You know, at that point, we want to add more SKUs, add more products across the state, you know, as producers and bring better quality products to market, as well as bring that significant testing so then the consumer knows it's a safe product.
Phil, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your time.
Philip Scott is president and founder of the Wisconsin Hemp Farmers and Manufacturers Association. We talked to him today about how Wisconsin hemp growers and processors are doing after a year-to-year dip in the number of people filing applications to grow and process hemp.